No, you must be born again, or you can't even see the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit gives you a light, guidance, conviction, and comfort that allows you to walk in covenant. I would say the only prayer God would hear while you're in sin is a prayer to help you get out of sin. Besides that, don't petition him for anything.
Funny. Yeah,
it's funny you say that, because like I was literally running up here because I was getting my hair cut. I was a little late for that appointment, but
yeah,
I was literally running up here saying those exact words, like, just pull me out of this, help me, like, get me
God
back on the right track.
Like, in the destruction of the wicked.
No,
he did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but so that the world may be saved through him.
Yeah. Amen.
Because after talking to you guys, yeah, I was just like, woken back up. It was like somebody just shook me. Like,
awesome.
Wake up.
Well, hey, praise God that the Spirit's working on you. And
today,
like I said,
if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't keep on playing with darkness or playing with sin.
It's not that I am not listening. It's just I find it hard to interpret when it is actually God and when it's just thoughts of my own.
Well, are you born again?
No, I don't think you are. You're still a friend of the world. You're still a part of the world. It's good that you're getting convicted about this.
Yeah.
But...
So does that mean I have to get re-baptized?
Baptism is an outward show of obedience. Baptism doesn't save you.
No. Okay.
It just shows if when you were baptized, whole water immersion, you had your conviction in your heart was to follow the Lord with all that you are, that would be a proper baptism. Even if it was done by a heretical person, the Lord knows it. Peter says it's not the putting away of the dirt from the flesh. It's an appeal of a clean conscience through the death of Jesus Christ to the Father.
Okay.
Yeah. So, if you're willing, the Holy Spirit's working on you. Like I said, go deeper. We're going to be in the area. We'd love to connect with you, Bible study with you, sit down with you, and talk through what we believe and show you in the scriptures what we believe as well.
Yeah.
Just reach out to my brother, that email on the website, on the card.
Yeah.
And
can I get a couple more of those?
What was that?
Yeah, a couple more of those.
A couple more of those cards? Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, we handed out quite a few today. Here. There you go.
Yeah, some more people definitely could read those.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's good. It's good. I'm glad. I'm glad you have a heart for God. But yeah, don't waste any more time in sin. Don't waste any more time playing around with sin or saying, well, maybe, because the Lord, and we've seen it happen before, can shut off your light.
Yeah.
And he can turn you over.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't play around with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, I had something I was going to say in a second.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot.
All right. No, you're good.
I apologize.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you got talking to you guys today was just kind of like a wake up call.
Awesome.
I don't know. When I was, now I feel like I wasn't even that far into it, but when I was practicing more, I really felt a sense of urgency all the time. Like there was not much time left.
Sure.
So. I don't know.
The days are getting darker, and we've seen it in our lifetime. We've seen it just, I've been put on this right track for about 5 months now. I came to the truth. I accepted the truth, heard the gospel, followed the gospel, and I've seen it in my short time. The days are getting so dark, and a lot of Christians, we just had a few walk by, they said, I got it. And it's like, even though the Lord said himself, they will know you by your love for one another. They don't love us. They don't love the truth. And that's what the church system does, is it creates people that say, yeah, I got it. I'm good to go. Jesus is like a get out of hell card.
Yeah.
When really it's supposed to be a everyday living sacrifice for the Lord. If you're not willing to do that, you have no hope.
Yeah.
That's the truth of it. And it's a very narrow way. You have to sacrifice every day. So, yeah, we'd love to sit down with you, talk over the truth, reach out to my brother, and he'll get you in contact with us. And, we'll be in the area probably for another year or so, and we'd love to help disciple you, help you out of your sin, and, get you on the right track.
I appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
Kevin, right?
He calls me Pergos, and I call him Akuo, but...
Yeah, he's Pergos, so that means tower or fortress in the Greek. Because he's a tall guy.
He's tall.
Yeah. And then, I'm Akuo because I heard the gospel being preached and I followed it. So, It's just names we give each other. And the brother on the website, Don't Perish, his name is Tupos, which means example in the Greek. And I have a brother, his name is Zelos, which means zealous in the Greek. So we give each other names based on the characteristics we have. And the Lord will actually give us a new name in Revelation, written on a white stone. So it's kind of just like a cool thing we do just to kind of foreshadow what's going to happen. So, but anyway, yeah, reach out.
Yeah,
we'd love
yeah.
to help you. Don't stay in your sin. You're going to say something,
he's
brother?
Got something, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, it says the Lord will not tempt you beyond what you're able to withstand. So if you're not overcoming, it's because you're not trying hard enough. And do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. This is a trap some people fall into. They think, I won't do this. I won't do this. Fill your life up with the word of God and doing his service. And by default, you will overcome it.
All right.
Yeah.
That was good.
Amen.
I needed that word right there. That was that was a revelation.
Read the scripture. Do it.
Okay.
It's that simple.
All right, guys.
All right.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah.
I'll be getting in touch with y'all soon.
All right. Sounds good. All right.